Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Inside Austin. I'm your host, Casey Johns. Joining me in the studio today, Corey Leaf, Communications Director for the Salvation Army of Austin. Corey, good to see you again. Welcome back to Inside Austin.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Volunteers is what we're talking about today. A lot of volunteer opportunities with the Salvation Army. Let's talk about some of the latest that are available to someone who's interested in helping out the mission of the Salvation Army.
You know, we're at the end of the summertime right now, and we're already thinking about the Christmas time. And so we're really gearing up for the Christmas season and bell ringers, you know, our Christmas warehouse, a bunch of other volunteer opportunities that the community can get involved in and give back. And so our biggest push right now is getting volunteers to help ring those bells in front of storefronts.
It's hard to think about Christmas without thinking about walking into a store, seeing those Salvation Army bell ringers out front. Mm-hmm. So talk about some of the ways people can get involved in that.
So if you visit SalvationArmyAustin.org, there is an entire webpage regarding volunteering and then different opportunities throughout the year as well. And so I just want everyone to know, when you donate to a Salvation Army, either on our website or actually at the bells in front of the storefronts and our kettles, that money stays local and helps out local individuals going through a crisis. So when you see them out this winter, this holiday season, just knowing you're making a difference in your community when you make a donation.
Another big program the Salvation Army has around Christmas time, let's talk about Angel Tree. Of course, here at Entercom Radio, it's so important for us, Magic 95.5, a strong supporter of the Angel Tree program. Tell us a little bit about that and how the community can get involved with that program.
That's correct. Yeah, last year was our biggest response for that as well, because we helped out more than 8,000 children in our local community get gifts for Christmas. And these are gifts that are clothes, new toys for children who families are not, you know, they don't have the means to provide a good Christmas for their children. So this is something that we provide here, the Salvation Army does in Austin. We're expecting the same amount, if not more, individuals coming forward just because we're here to help. And the community does such a big part helping us out, getting these toys that they need and clothes. So that's something that we are very looking forward to. It's actually a really exciting time because giving back to our community is what we do. And so volunteers run that program for us on our behalf. And it's something special.
Our guest is Corey Leith with the Salvation Army of Austin. We're talking about volunteer opportunities the Salvation Army has. Complete details on all the different ways you can join in on the many programs the Salvation Army has to offer. You can find those details online, salvationarmyaustin.org. Click on Get Involved right there in the drop-down menu on the homepage. Corey, let's talk a little bit. We haven't touched on the Rathgeber Center yet. That your brand new shelter facility that's in the process of opening. Lots of volunteer opportunities there as well.
That's correct. You know, we are expecting the Rathgeber Center to open fall of 2019, and this is addressing the family crisis that we're seeing in our community of homelessness. And it's not the individuals you see under the overpass. These are families who are in their cars and in storage units at a friend's place. These are the hidden families that we are helping out. And so there will be volunteer opportunities. We don't know exactly what those volunteer opportunities are, but please stay tuned. SalvationArmyAustin.org, and we'll be able to, if you're interested, we'll find a way to get you involved.
And we've touched on the need for the Rathgeber Center, the July callback list, the waiting list for people needing shelter, 303 individuals and families. So obviously a big need, and one of the reasons why that facility was built and is getting so close to being opened.
You know, that's correct. And that was, these numbers, that's a huge number, 303 individuals and families. So it's 76 moms with 151 children. And when the Rathgeber Center opens, we'll be moving, there's so many different moving parts. We'll be moving families who are staying at our downtown shelter because the downtown area is no longer child appropriate mm-hmm. for families. And so we'll be moving those families first from our downtown shelter to the Rathgeber Center. And we'll be repurposing the family wing at our downtown shelter to help more individuals in crisis. So this number is huge. 76 moms with 151 children. Again, that is a huge number. And once the Rathgeber Center opens, we'll start addressing the wait list. And once the repurpose of the downtown shelter, we'll be looking at this wait list to get more individuals help.
As you mentioned, lots of volunteer opportunities as the Rathgeber Center comes online, as we get closer to Christmas, both with bell ringers and the angel tree. Let's talk about another way. If volunteering isn't your thing, let's talk about donations. One of the great ways the Salvation Army can make that donation piece so easy is your $1 a week campaign. Talk about how easy that is for someone to get involved with.
It's very easy. This is something so like needed in our community. So $1 a week, 52 weeks in a year, that's $52. That's your donation for the year. And that's going to go a long way. Like I said, every dollar, every penny, every dime you donate to the Salvation Army stays local. And if we get everyone, maybe a percentage of the Austin community, to donate $52 a year, I mean, if you're blessed with more of an income and have more of a means to donate more, please think about the Salvation Army. But $4.9 million is our Rathgeber Center. That's how much it's going to cost annually to have that 100% operated. So we are really relying on the dollar a week campaign to really fund this center.
And it's a dollar a week. It's $52 a year. What is that? Six trips to Starbucks? I mean, you know, come on. And it goes to such a great cause. And as you mentioned, every dollar donated stays here locally in Austin, in Central Texas.
That's correct. You know, just look in your car. Like you said, six trips to Starbucks. Look in your car. I know everyone can find at least a dollar a week in their car. I know I do. And it definitely goes towards something that's a greater purpose in our community.
You mentioned the cost once the Rathgeber Center comes online. Mm-hmm. That's $5 million. What's the total for all the different programs that the Salvation Army runs across Central Texas that we need to come up with every year?
Yeah, definitely. And so our budget is increasing by 4.9, like you said. And so already our budget's $12 million. And this is a huge number to increase, but it's also something that we need to address in our communities, the homeless crisis. You know, the city of Austin has made that a point that homelessness is a huge something that we need to start addressing. And so the Salvation Army is on the forefront. And please help us make our city better by getting these people into shelter and getting more help for them. Because there's sometimes you talk to people on the street and, you know, those who are living do not know that there's help out there. And so that's what the Salvation Army is doing, is making sure those people who do not know they have help, they have help.
And one thing, and we've talked about it in so many interviews before, it's not about a handout. With the Salvation Army programs and when someone comes to the Salvation Army for help, it truly is help. It truly is putting them on a path back to self-sufficiency, a help up from whatever situation they found themselves in that's gotten them to that point.
No, absolutely correct. And this is, it's all thanks to our local community, you know, making these donations weekly, annually, because the donations that we receive fund what we do here, and that funds what we are helping people at our shelters, you know, with social services. Like you said, it takes one major event in their life, a loss of a job, loss of a loved one, to really fall into a, you know, downward spiral, into a crisis like a homelessness. And so this is something that we need the community to band together and continue supporting what we do in our community.
It takes an army, and whether your motivation is to donate funds or if you want to volunteer, the Salvation Army has plenty of need for both. Complete details online, salvationarmyaustin.org. Click that Get Involved link. Volunteer opportunities are listed there. The $1 a week campaign as well. It's just $52 a year. And think about it. That money stays right here helping fellow Central Texans, fellow Austinites across the area here with the Salvation Army's programs. Corey, anything else we need to talk about today? Anything else going on at the Salvation Army?
You know, I think our biggest push right now is getting that Rathgeber Center open, getting the funds to help those who are in crisis get back on their feet, back into self-sufficiency. And the Salvation Army is here in Austin to break the cycle of homelessness.
from the pictures I've seen, it's a beautiful facility. It'll be nice to have it online, and it'll be nice to have it serving the needs of so many here across Central Texas. Corey Leaf, Communications Director for the Salvation Army of Austin. Corey, thanks for joining us on Inside Austin.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Inside Austin. We're back with more after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.